So as you're opening your Bibles there to 2 Chronicles chapter 35, we'll have some fun there. And then we'll jump over there to Ephesians chapter 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 35, we can see there's a great revival taking place under the stewardship of Josiah. And so let's start reading here in chapter 35 here, or 2 Chronicles. Moreover, Josiah kept the Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem, and he killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. And he, now Josiah here, he set the priests in their charges and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord. So get ready to have your highlighter. And we'll be doing some highlighting here. So house of the Lord. We can see that Josiah was establishing a particular pattern which he received through King David. And he sent unto Levites here that taught all Israel. So we can see that the Levites began to spread this knowledge through Israel. Now this is after the first captivity took place here. That's when Israel went into captivity. Now this is Judah. And during the ministry here of Josiah, Judah again established the true pattern to the people. So we can see that during the days of Hezekiah, Israel was taken captive into Assyria. And during this time, there was a great purging and great revival. So he said to Levites here that taught all Israel, which were holy to the Lord. So they hide the word holy there, which means they had prepared themselves. And he said this, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, did build. It shall not be a burden upon your shoulders. We can see that there was a shifting, that the ark was no longer taken from place to place, but it was put in a central location. And everything is now being put in one central location or one house. Serve now the Lord your God and his people. That is by this revelation. Serve now the Lord your God, and be by the revelation of fire, which would be upon the altar, which would be in the house. Prepare yourselves by your houses, by the houses of your fathers, after your courses. So we can see that every tribe now had to be joined to Judah. As they were joined to Judah, there was a great revival, as well as also a place of refuge. A place of refuge is also the place of the altar, whereas there was a purging. Okay, after your courses. That is according to the writing of David, according to, I like the word according there. So as you see the word according, you can see this quite a few times mentioned here. Now the word according also has to do with that which is authorized and sanctified. The authorized and sanctified pattern which is given to David, which had to do with the construction of the physical house, removed from the tabernacle of skin, as the revelation was given to Moses, into the temple of stone, from skin to stone. And then it was going to go again from stone into skin. That is during the first 8th week of Jesus' ministry, which has continued on to this day. So prepare yourselves by the houses of your fathers. All the tribes had to come to one central location, as all ministries had to come to one house now. This is what God is doing. All ministries, that is the independent ministries, the tent ministries, have to come now from the tent into the house. And that house is under one stewardship. And prepare yourselves by the houses of your fathers, after your courses, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon, his son. Now, according to these writings, I like the word according there. Again, it's mentioned according. The chance to get that which is authorized by God to set a pattern. And by this pattern, you're able to gauge your progress. Without a pattern, you're not able to gauge your progress. Concerning your faith. Now, the church today, without that gauge, has wandered and are not able to measure their progress or their growth. Everyone that takes to the Bible and reads the Bible begins to gauge themselves, that is, by their own understanding. So they figure that they're growing because they're able to comprehend certain biblical facts or certain history. Okay, but growth isn't gauged by by biblical facts or by history. It's gauged according to the covenant, your covenant growth. So according to the writing of David, shows that Israel was able to gauge their progress according to, that means that by the authorized and sanctified pattern. According to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon, his son, we can see the proverbs which were given, okay, were built or gauged according to the covenant. Now, when people read the book of Proverbs or book of Psalms today, they're still trying to gauge their growth by that first covenant. But that's impossible. In reality, it's impossible. Okay, other than reading the material, engaging their growth philosophically. Okay, they gauge their growth philosophically, and that's what the world does. The world gauges their progress philosophically. We gauge our progress according to fruit, okay, according to the knowledge of Christ, according to that kingdom. That means by the authorized sanctified system, this pattern, this record, according to the writing of David, king of Israel. Now we can see some of these things about the writing here in Chronicles, in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 19. Now, Chronicles, 1 Chronicles now, 28:19, this is what King David said. Okay, all the pattern that he had by the Spirit. And again, it starts in verse 11. Okay, then David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern. Now, this is verse 11, so I had to word the pattern. I'm in 1 Chronicles now. I jumped to 1 Chronicles, and we're in chapter 28 of 1 Chronicles. Then we're going to be going back there to 2 Chronicles. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern, that is the blueprints of the porch, the houses thereof, the treasuries thereof, the upper chambers thereof, the inner parlors thereof, and the palace, and the place of the mercy seat. The pattern of all that he had by the Spirit. You see that in verse 12. The pattern. According. Okay, the pattern had to first be given. A pattern was given to a steward. And once the pattern was given to the steward, that was the authorization in order to gauge the progress which should take place following that. Okay, so we see in verse 19, all this said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, which means that which God inscribed upon his mind. That is the same thing God has been doing with me. Okay, God has inscribed the pattern, okay, by writing these things within my mind and within my heart. These are the commandments of the Lord according to this covenant. Okay, and by this pattern, okay, the church now has the authorization, okay, according to that which is revealed by the Spirit through the stewardship for the house of God to be constructed and for the house of God to be gauged and to be overseen. All this said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. See the word pattern again. So we see that in verse 11, verse 12, okay, and verse 19. The pattern. Okay, now this pattern was different than that which was first received by Moses, as the pattern today is very different than that which a false religious system has embraced, okay, ever since the church went into the sixth week of darkness, according to the Enochian calendar. According to Enochian calendar, the church went to a time of great darkness and struggle. And through that darkness, okay, every man did that which is right in his own eyes. Every man progressed according to that which they studied out of the scriptures. We can see this, okay, particularly in the 15th century, okay, where the scriptures were taken from, see, ancient writings in Greek and Hebrew and Semitic languages there, input within the language of the people in German, okay, or first in Latin, then in German and English. Okay, that translations had to be forthcoming, and these translations, of course, were selected within certain universities, and in these selected places of learning, okay, particular professors began to step forward. Okay, and when they stepped forward, they began to initiate, you say, a certain pattern, okay, and the pattern was emerged in substitutionism. Not understanding the covenant, okay, men as Martin Luther or John Calvin, okay, or the Wesleyan brothers there, okay, and other names began to emerge according to the studies of the Greek language and the Latin, okay, and they also put it within the language of the people, the Textus Receptus. Okay, 1611. It was put in the language of the common people. But still, even at that time, its distribution was very restricted and was put within a few hands, whereas they continue to build a perspective. Now, they build a perspective of history in the minds of the people. And you can see that certain philosophies began to emerge from that, like a hydra, which a creature of many heads. Now, but here we can see that the preservation took place through stewardship. And they were not qualified, sanctified by God to initiate a knowledge to people apart from the covenant. They initiated knowledge apart from the covenant. This is what Israel did. Israel fell into the time of darkness, as the church fell in the time of darkness. Okay, when the pattern of the covenant was lost, okay, but the temple was still present, but the pattern of the covenant was lost. Faith was needed in order to please God. Okay, and so all Israel fell into derision and finally were taken into captivity. Now David said to Solomon in verse 20, his son, be strong and of good courage. Because just like Jesus said the same thing, let not your heart be troubled. And here David is saying to Solomon, be strong and of good courage, because the pattern which I'm giving to you is sanctified by God. Okay, it's different than Moses, but it's sanctified now because God prophesied of change to come. And we can see that that also took place within the church, that change came. Be strong and of good courage. Be me. Go boldly forward by this knowledge, by the revelation of this knowledge. And don't let the doubters discourage you and misdirect you. So that's why I said, fear not, nor be dismayed. Okay, don't be dismayed and say after seditious protesting. The false religious system is seditiously protesting the pattern which the Spirit gave regarding the covenant for the church at this time of the second eighth week. The false religious system is protesting these things and seditious in regarding this, okay, walking contrary to it. They're dismayed because the knowledge which they have embraced over the last 2,000 years has morphed from one system to another system, and many denominations were born because of that, but none of them were in covenant. They built upon the historical knowledge, but not according to the covenant knowledge. The historical knowledge they gleaned out of the book of Acts, and what they gleaned out of the book of Acts, they saw, okay, that there were apostles, there were bishops and pastors and teachers, but then they reverted to the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, in order to try to gain and gauge their understanding. But that knowledge is not in covenant. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John had to do with the fulfillment of the prophecies which Messiah would perform when he entered into his lot. And they tried to gauge their growth according to whatever they could resource. But what they didn't understand is that they came into many challenges, many emotional, intellectual challenges. Why is it that their growth wasn't reflecting that which the epistles presented to them? As the Apostle Paul wrote, why can't we experience what Paul wrote about? Okay, so many of them, even today, say they want to maintain their integrity by the red letter edition, okay, of the Bible. And they even will say that because what Jesus spoke, Paul didn't do. And this was conflicting. Paul was disobedient to God. As they say, Paul was disobedient to God. And so these epistles were wrote in contradiction with what Jesus said. That's right, because Jesus is speaking, okay, to the first century Jews and performing those things which the law and the prophets and the Psalms wrote about concerning his messiahship. Okay, but then Jesus breathed on his apostles to carry on a new tradition, a new covenant under a new baptism and a different circumcision. And this is what the Apostle Paul wrote about, that new baptism, that new circumcision. So that's why David here is saying to Solomon, don't be dismayed at these things. Okay. Now, Israel thought that David departed from the true tradition of Moses. And people will think the same thing today. Why is it you're departing from the traditions, okay, which Oral Roberts or Jimmy Swaggart, okay, or Billy Graham, okay, now Billy Graham, he departed from the faith, and all these men which I just mentioned, they departed from the faith. Okay, none of these men which I mentioned know the covenant, but all these people experience an enlightenment, okay, and some were even baptized in the Holy Ghost. But not one of them know the terms of the covenant. Okay, the terms of the covenant is what will save you. And by the terms of the covenant, you're able to gauge your growth. Okay, now I'm back in 2 Chronicles. So we're going to keep highlighting the word according to. Okay, so here, Josiah is gauging this revival, this Passover, according to the revelation, which he says here, he went to the authorization of David, the writing of David, king of Israel, verse 4, and according to the writing of Solomon his son, even the Proverbs. Now stand in the holy place according to, there's the word according to again, according to divisions of the families of the fathers of your brethren, the people, and after the divisions of families of Levites, to kill the Passover and sanctify yourselves. Okay, sanctification has to do with what God separates you from the world to himself. Now how did God do this? They killed the Passover in order to stand in that sanctification. And then he engaged in this process called holiness. So we sanctify, God sanctified us from the world to himself by these tokens, and we walk in holiness. We separate ourselves from the world and to God by these tokens. Prepare your brethren that they may do according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. There we go again. By this record which David built upon, by the hand of Moses, through his stewardship, and by the writing which David received, nay, even as the Lord wrote these things in his heart and his mind, nay, this was the pattern. We talked about that word, the pattern, the pattern, the pattern. By the hand of Moses. Now Josiah, now the steward here, gave to the people, that's the brethren there, that gave to the people of the flock, the charity. This is his charity here. Their charity was in physical tokens. Gave the flock lambs and kids, all the Passover offerings for all that were present to the number of 33,000 bullocks. These were the king's substance as Christ gives gifts to us. Now the king gave substance and tokens for the people to offer, and this is what the stewardship does today. Okay, as Josiah gave bullocks and lambs and rams to the people to bring to the temple for the purpose of their sacrificing, the stewardship today gives knowledge for the purpose of, gives gifts or this knowledge for your sacrifices of charity. So this was their physical charity, as we also give our charities in knowledge. Now their charity was in bullocks, our charity is in knowledge. This is what the Spirit said to the prophet, says the Lord is great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices and as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Now as princes gave willingly unto the people, to the priests, to Levites, okay, and these were their names accordingly, Hilkiah and Zechariah and Jehiel, rulers of the house of God, gave. He cited the word give there again, as Jesus also gives. Jesus, the high priest of our profession, which means he gives us knowledge. He gives us knowledge, he gives us tokens, he gives us grace. Okay, he gives us tokens of his atonement, okay, the gifts of his propitiation, which we offer. Now, Coniah also, and Shimei and Nathaniel, notice he's bringing to the attention of the people, these elders. Now, these are elders here, which are responsible to carry forth this knowledge. And also, Shimei and Nathaniel, his brethren, and Hashabiah and Jehiel and Jozabad, chief of the Levites. Now here we have chief elders here, or chief Levites. They gave chief of Levites gave to the Levites for the Passover offerings 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. So the service was prepared and the priests stood in their place. Now, this was their assigned position according to the government of God. Now this is government. Okay, the government functions according to this pattern, according to the authority, even as David. The pattern which God gave to David was the authority by which Josiah oversaw this progress. And David provided these things according to that which Moses received, the hand of the Lord. So the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites in their courses, according to the king's commandment, the steward's orders. They killed the Passover, and the priests sprinkled the blood from their hands, and the Levites flayed them. They removed the burnt offerings. You notice they're showing the progression here, aren't they? Okay, this is truth. Okay, they show the progression. Okay, everything was done by this authority. They removed the burnt offerings that they might give according to the divisions of the families of the people to offer unto the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. Okay, this again, the preparatory stage, the consecration stage, and the initiation stage. Okay, we go through the same processes. Okay, preparation, consecration, initiation. As you prepare yourself in the knowledge of the kingdom of God, according to the knowledge of this covenant, okay, the covenant of Jesus Christ, you consecrate yourself according to this knowledge, and then you initiate according to this knowledge. That which God authorized, you offer upon the altar of your heart. Now they roasted the Passover with fire according to the ordinance. See, it's to the word according again. Okay, and we can see again this process as it unfolds. Okay, they roasted the Passover. And see, and then also those things which are sodden in pots and pans. Now let's go to verse 15. The singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place according to. See the word according to. So we have the priest, we have the singers, all the Levites were functioning like clockwork. Okay, everything was functioning like clockwork. And let's see what happens here. Verse 15. The singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place according to the commandment of David and Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, the king's seer, the prophets. Jeduthun was the king's prophet, and the porters. They waited at every gate. Okay, so I like the word gate there. It's the same thing. Your priesthood is in the gate of your conscience, and Christ sits as the steward. Okay, and as Christ sits as your steward, everything is weighed, whether it be good or evil. Okay, and they, the porters, might not depart from their service, which is at the gate, for their brethren the Levites prepared for them. So all the service of the Lord was prepared the same day to keep the Passover and to offer burnt offerings upon the altar of the Lord according. There's the word according again, verse 16. Okay, so we got according is verse 16. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And I counted 9 times they used the word according, which has to do with that which is the authorized sanctified system. Okay, now the false religious system, they're now according to the true pattern or record of Jesus Christ. Okay, because it's outside the covenant. They're the unconverted believers. Okay, they believe in God. They were illuminated. Okay, and they also received the seal. Okay, but their circumcision is not accounted for unless they're in the covenant. So their circumcision now is uncircumcised. Okay, they're considered as uncircumcised. Even Israel themselves, being circumcised, were considered to be uncircumcised because they didn't bring their sacrifices to the appointed and sanctified place, which is in Jerusalem. Okay, that was a central location which all the tribes were to approach to. So Jerusalem was the hub, and the stewardship is the hub. The stewardship is the hub for the priesthood to function. Okay, this is according to the commandment of King Josiah. In verse 17, and the children of Israel that were present kept the Passover at that time and the Feast of Unleavened Bread 7 days. And we're in the seventh day now. Okay, the 7 days. We're in the seventh day of time and the third day of power. As a prophet said, okay, after 2 days, he will visit us. And the third day, he will raise us up. Okay, after 2 days and the third day. And that's Hosea chapter 6 speaks about that. Okay, so we can see the after 2 days, after 2,000 years, okay, we will enter into the third day, which is now the seventh day. So we see the numbers 3 and 7. 3 and 7 equal 10, which shows that a priesthood must be present and a stewardship will be functioning. The number 10 and number 7. Okay, the number 10 and number 7 shows the priesthood and the stewardship. Okay, now that the priesthood and the stewardship are also represented in the symbolism of the sun and the moon. Now we can see why that the sun and the moon, upon the completion of this, the sun would turn to sackcloth and moon into blood. Okay, why the Lord selected these symbolisms and these signs of the heavens was to show that those which are upon the earth violated the stewardship and also avoided the priesthood. The false religious system will be judged, but out of those that come out of that system will be raptured. And then again, after the rapture, okay, of the first group, God again will raise up another stewardship through Enoch and Elijah, which will be present in this dimension, okay, for those that come out of that darkness will come into the light. So there was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. You see that verse 18, to the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept, and the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel that were present in the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was this Passover kept. Okay, then we can see that after God initiated and that this was a great revival, and this is what God is doing today, a great revival. We can see that a trial and a challenge was given. So we see revelation, resistance, reward. After all this, in verse 20, when Josiah had prepared the temple, then Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. Okay, we can see that this was now a testing. Okay, as God opened the state of the conscience, okay, we can see that did they lean toward faith or did they lean toward their own aspiration? Okay, and of course, well, we won't go any further than that. But we can see here the word according. So this is what I'm pointing out right this time, the word according. Well, now let's jump over to the book of Ephesians. And let's see how the Apostle Paul uses the same language, okay, the word according. The word according also not only means the authorized sanctified system, but we also identifies a progression. A progression. A progression begins with stewardship. It begins with the stewardship as it began with Moses. So Moses was that point of authority, okay, which Aaron, okay, would progress in his priesthood, okay, according to Moses, the man of God. Well, let's see how the Apostle Paul uses this. So as we read through Ephesians chapter 1, highlight the word according. Okay, and I counted about 6 times. Okay, and we can see about 8 or 9 times there in 2 Chronicles, the word according. Now, make a note of this, according, which means the authorized, okay, that which was authorized, and that which is agreeable. Okay, we're doing these things which are agreeable to Jesus Christ, according to Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, this priesthood, he's the high priest of our profession. Okay, so our charity is according to Christ Jesus our Lord. So the word according is going to be used 6 times here in the book of Ephesians, and it shows us the progression from the root of the Father to the fruits which were worthy of our return to his bosom. So blessed be the God and Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, this is the genealogies of our faith. The genealogies of our faith is the Father's bosom, from the bosom to the bosom. So the Apostle Paul brings out here in Ephesians chapter 1, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ. So again, we see that the tethering of our progression, okay, from God the Father. Now, the reason we says God the Father is because the throne was first established as a point of reference, and then all things from that point of reference were created according to that authority. Jesus Christ is the throne of God. Okay, everything that unfolds within this dimension is according to that authority. Okay, the throne. And I saw a throne, as it says in the book of Revelation. Okay, and I saw a throne. And when he says I see a throne, he's talking about a point of authority. Okay, a point of authority which gauges and measures the progress of everything that has been authorized according to that throne. So the grace of God assists us to end this form of recognition from God our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ. So highlight the word God and Father, because we're going to see this is our authority. Okay, the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's redeeming us according to Jesus Christ our Lord. So blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The genealogy of our faith is according to this pattern. So when he said the word blessed here, we're not really talking about the word blessed, but the word blessed here does mean the divine sign. By this divine sign, we are nurtured according to this pattern. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So the heavenly places in Christ shows our point of origin, okay, by which now we are progressing according to this pattern, according as he has chosen us in him. So highlight that in verse 4. Highlight the word according in verse 4 there. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now, what did Jesus say when he was down here? Jesus, do you love me more than these? Do you know that the language that Jesus used when he was addressing Peter and the apostles after his resurrection is the same language he used before anything was created? Before anything was created in this dimension, the Lord used that same language on the other side of the veil. And he said to all the souls that were being prepared before they came in this dimension to be tested, he says, do you love me more than these? The challenge to the souls was, if you love me more than these, then you will consent to the plan which I have now initiated before the foundation. According as chosen us in him. Okay, that is that things which will be manifested within this dimension will match the agreement, okay, which was spoken on the other side of the veil. According as chosen us in him, in the bosom, before, cite the word before there, that this gives us a glimpse, okay, of the deja vu which takes place within us upon the entrance of grace. A deja vu takes place upon the entrance of grace, that somehow or another we were here before. Now somehow or another, this happened before. Well, that the revelation of this knowledge did take place before the world was created on the other side of the veil in the Father's bosom, when the Lord was speaking to all souls on the other side of the veil. He on the other side of the veil. He spoke to all the souls before they were put within the bodies and put within the dimension of the waters. Like a skin diver would put on the proper vestments there before he went into the water. Okay, the souls were, before they were put within the vestment, okay, were charged, okay, with this charge. Do you love me more than these? If you want to inherit the divine throne, which I am, that's what Jesus was saying, I am the throne of my Father. I am the willpower of all things. I am the conscience of the Father. But I manifest myself within this form for the sake of this communication that you can see me. Okay, the Father took a physical form for the purpose of this communication in order to relate to the creatures which he was speaking to. So before the foundation of the world, the Spirit of our Father spoke through the lips of Jesus all things which were recorded, and that's why he's called the Word of God. The volume of the book is written to me to do thy will, O Father. Now remember, when Jesus is in his earthly ministry, he says, all things which your Father showed me, I do, and all things which your Father spoken, I say. Well, where was this seen and where was it spoken? In the Father's bosom. That's where it was seen. That's where it was spoken. And Jesus Christ, and Christ now coming in the form of the flesh, came into the body of Jesus in order to communicate these things. The Father took a form. Okay, he projected himself into the form of himself within this dimension in order to relate this knowledge in order to recall that former conversation. Okay, this is total recall. According, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we, now this dimension, would take joy in that same likeness, that we should be holy. Okay, that we would separate ourselves from the world to him by this new knowledge, which by total recall, we would be able to perform this task. We would have permission for this transition. The permission for this transition was put within a mediator. That mediator is one, which is Jesus Christ. Okay, that we would be without blame before him in love. That means in this dimension. Because everything in this dimension is left less than the light of our Father. But in order for us to qualify to be as himself, we would have to be engrafted with himself. So we can see that the Father came within a dimension of self, and then he came within the vessels of himself. The heavens themselves cannot contain the very presence of our Father. Okay, then that's what Solomon said, that the heavens of heavens cannot contain you, yet you come into the vessel of, called a temple. But now he's in the temple of souls. Okay, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? Okay, which with this temple now, the Spirit which dwells in us is not of ourselves, but of our Father. Okay, and you are not your own. Then he goes on here, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now see the word without blame. Okay, without blame, which means we would be equal to our Father by this engrafting before him in love, that we would be able to express him in vessels that are less than light. The vessel, being a flesh, is still corruptible. Okay, yet the incorruptible one dwells now in the incorruptible things, okay, called the body. Okay, that a house is prepared for us in heaven, whereas when we depart from the vessel of our flesh, we enter into a new dimension, into a new house. Okay, and this house has been qualified now because God dwells within us, making us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Okay, you have to get your sacrifices ready. Having predestinated us, I like the word predestinated. Now remember, we're still highlighting the word according. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to. I like the word according to. Now we see the first word according there in verse 4. According he has chosen us in him. Now we see a progression in this. According to the good pleasure of his will. Okay, we can see that what was authorized in the Father's bosom is unchangeable. Okay, it's unchangeable and unattainable. And because it's unchangeable and unattainable, okay, God had to provide himself in order for us to enter into a relationship with him for the purpose of this transition. Okay, that God himself would carry out, okay, the transition to qualify us, to make us worthy, to enter back in the Father's bosom, and to enter into that eternal inheritance, being part of the Godhead. Okay. So here he's showing the progression of this. According to. So we see the word according to, according he has chosen us in him, verse 4. See, and in verse 5, according to the good pleasure of his will. Okay, that means that these things which he delights in, okay, will meet his expectation, which is the joy of the Lord. Okay, his expectation being the joy of the Lord is his likeness. We go back to the book of Genesis, we can see God created all things. And what God created, he saw that it was good. Okay, everything was according to the likeness of the pattern. Okay, that which existed within the invisible dimension was now put within the physical form, okay, in this dimension, the dimension of the waters. Okay, so when everything was manifested in the dimension of the waters, it was according to a pattern, okay, a pattern that previously existed on the other side of the veil. Okay, so every creature that's in existence now is a reflection of that which was previously created and designed within the Father's heart. Okay, so everything that's designed within this dimension, as we see in a third heaven, see, so the Garden of Eden is in the third heaven awaiting our return there, but the Garden of Eden was first, and the Garden of Paradise was first down here. The Garden of Paradise was put within this dimension. Then it was removed from this dimension, it's put within the third heaven. Okay, and so when it was put within the third heaven, this dimension no longer reflected that. When the Garden of Paradise was in this dimension, it reflected the Father. Okay, but it was removed from this dimension. This kingdom of this dimension fell into darkness. It was no longer a reflection of his likeness until Christ came as a light in this world. Okay, and so when he came as a light in this world, okay, he says, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. Okay, in other words, the likeness of my Father is now present within this dimension. In order for you to reflect him, you must receive the stewardship and the knowledge which I speak. Okay, and all those that believed, okay, are now carry that reflection as lights in this world. All right, so let's go on here. According to the good pleasure as well, and then we see here, what is a good pleasure as well? To the praise of the glory of his grace. Verse 6. Okay, to the praise of the glorious grace says, now we as living creatures receive a crown of virtue. This crown of virtue is to be the most honored of all his creation because it reflects the wisdom of God. And it also shows that we, being enlightened, possess this power of his propitiation for faith. Okay, let's go on to the next word, according to. Okay, now the praise of the glory, in order to reach that, he says, according to the riches of his grace. You see that in verse 7. Okay, so we see, again, 1, 2, 3. Okay, three times he mentions here, according to the riches of his grace. Okay, the riches of his grace, which means Jesus Christ being the wisdom of God, will unfold to us or disclose to us this pattern, which mystery was concealed in types and shadows. The types and shadows, okay, would carry a proverb, okay, and a proverb or a parable which continually pointed to the one that fulfilled it, Jesus Christ. According to the riches of his grace. Okay, these things which God highly values, the grace of God will continue to disclose and unfold the understanding so that we can walk uprightly, not any longer as the brute beasts, which doesn't have understanding, but as those which are illuminated or those which are risen from the dead. Wherein he has abounded toward us, the word abounded, okay, abounded toward us, which means now we're able to gauge something. Right, when we're in a false religious system, it was impossible for us to gauge our growth. Okay, and because it was impossible for us to gauge our growth, we really stood in doubt as concerning how are we being saved. If I can't gauge my growth, okay, how is it that I know which is that which is perfect? Now we see what Paul talked about or spoke of there in 1 Corinthians. When that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part should be done away. Now we understand what that means. Okay, that according to this pattern, we're able to gauge our growth to whereas we're able to have access, more access, into the Father's heart. To the Father's heart. And this is what Peter was speaking about. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. Okay, now we're able to gauge our growth, okay, according to this due process, that which the stewardship is received by the writing, okay, which was given to us, first in the Father's heart and now in our hearts and our minds. But this is a covenant that I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. Okay, I'll put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Now, according to this inscription, which first began in the Father's heart, and now is now inscribed within us, that reflecting him perfectly as being lights in this world, we continue to carry the torch of this knowledge, nay, in the lips of our charity, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. There's the word mystery, see? And this is what I'm doing with you. Okay, I'm disclosing to you this mystery which is sealed in a Father's heart, but now is made manifest unto the church. Okay, through his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Okay, these things which his angels desire to look into, they carry forth this knowledge, because God has sanctified these things, having given to us these things through all principalities and powers. Okay, now we see this here in verse 21. Far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. Okay, the angels of the Lord, the holy angels of the Lord, okay, now disclose to us these mysteries with things we delight in, which it's our Father's joy. Why is it our Father's joy? Because this is the goal that we be fulfilled, and ultimately we enter back into the Father's heart in order to carry on to this plan in the 10th week, in the 10th Enochian week. Okay, and couple more verses here. Okay, this mystery is now being known to the church, having made known to the us. Verse 9, the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. Those things which he proposed in himself. Okay, the Apostle Paul was unfolding to the Ephesians here because he spent 3 years there in Ephesus. So you can imagine attending one of the Apostle Paul's Bible studies as him and Barnabas and John, okay, even Peter and the other apostles, traveling through Ephesus there, okay, at the house of one Tyrannus, okay, as they held daily assemblies there, okay, would continually unfold to the Ephesian saints, and as many as passed through Ephesus would carry this knowledge unto other assemblies as he wrote letters. Okay, the Apostle Paul came into large funds there through Tryphena. Tryphena was a wealthy woman of the house of Caesar. Okay, the house of Caesar, and she provided funding for Paul, whereas he could hire scholars and scribes. Okay, which what he would write out, they would reprint, and then they would send these letters into other churches. So that as the letters arrived there at Colossae, he says, the letter which you will receive from us also be to the faithful brethren which are there at Colossae, even those things which I wrote unto Laodicea. Okay, the letters were passed along. Okay, so we can see here the Ephesus was a major hub. Okay, whereas the Apostle Paul wrote many letters and distributed these things into other assemblies. Okay, and for the purpose of their charity, okay, and also that they could gauge their growth. Then the dispensation, the fullness of times, verse 10. He might gather together in one all things in Christ, okay, which both are in heaven and which are in earth. Okay, a perfect reflection from that which is the lowliest of the seed, or from the seed, from the root to the fruit, from the seed that was buried in the soil to that which will be fully manifested, the sons of God, and whom we now have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose. See, highlight that again, verse 11. According to the purpose of him which works all things after the counsel of his own will. So write the word according there again. Now, according to his purpose, had to be God had to provide for us something in order for us to achieve this. Now look at verse 19. How will we achieve this? According to the working of his mighty power. Okay, the power tokens and gifts which we receive, the gifts, the callings, the grace of God, government, truth, spirit, prayer, preaching, and prophecy. This is according to the good pleasure as well, according to his mighty power, okay, by which the angels continue distribute to us through the glory of his grace. That is for the fruit of this power, okay, which now we can see in contrast, when we were in the kingdom of darkness, we walked according to the course of the world. Now we see this in chapter 2, verse 2. Okay, we worked according to that authorization. Our whole perspective was that of darkness. And we were continually defending the principle of our own will. Through the knowledge that you receive, we defend our principle. Whatever aspiration we would pursue, we would defend that. Okay, we defend that with the principle of our own will. That was according to the prince of power of the air. But now, according to Christ, we defend those things which are from his kingdom. But our defense is in truth. Our power is within his grace. And our glory is according to Christ. Okay, Christ, the hope in us, the hope of glory. I mean, that's what he's talking about when he brings back here, according to crowned. This is the true crown, the praise of the glory of his grace. These are the things by which we are crowned, which we bear before him, that we should be the praise of the glory the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
All those which are listening today, if you like to come in covenant with God, okay, if you you have to begin to seek God, you're going to have to also put aside the barriers of your former traditions and your mindset, and you're going to have to seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, okay, if you want to come in covenant with God. Okay, well, thank you for listening today, and continue to seek the Lord. His grace will abound towards those that seek Him with out of a pure heart. And this is Apostle Eric von Ersick here speaking. Have a good day, in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with you all. Amen.